Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepare. So I asked the question, why is Elon Musk not in jail awaiting manslaughter charges? Where are the protesters? You know, for the drivers and the passengers. You know, drivers and passengers' lives matter. What I'm talking about is Tesla vehicles have crashed into non-moving objects. In December, that's quite a while ago, of last year, a Tesla Model 3 was on autopilot. And it was traveling down the road on Interstate 95. And it crashed into a Connecticut State Police cruiser. The police cruiser was pulled over because a vehicle was having mechanical problems. So a vehicle was pulled over. The state police cruiser pulled behind that vehicle, lights on. And behind that comes this Tesla Model 3. And it crashed into the police cruiser and the car in front of that. Where is the anger about these Tesla vehicles being manned and womaned by people who aren't paying attention? They're checking on their dog in the back seat. They're looking around, they're reading. I don't know what else they're doing. But why? Where's the outrage? How come there's no protest circling Elon Musk's house? How come? When I see a Tesla vehicle, and I've seen them, and the women get out of them in Springfield, Missouri, my mind instantly wanders to, how arrogant, how ignorant, how self-centered, how reckless, and how dangerous those people who own these vehicles are. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage by we, the people who eat products that come in jars, boxes, and cans, and pouches? Where's the outrage when the ingredients are hidden from us? Where's the outrage? The same government that tells us if you're not doing anything wrong, you've got nothing to hide. That's at the data center in Utah. If you're not doing anything wrong, you've got nothing to hide. Okay, so what's in the package? Why is that being hidden? What's in the jar? Why is that being hidden? Why is the country of origin hidden from us? Why? Why is there no restitution? Why is it that we can't call the government and say, do you realize that people are getting choked? They're being harmed? They're being sliced? Mutilated by these defective products? Why aren't you protecting us from that? What do you do? Where's the outrage? But if you have to start someplace, why don't we start with Elon Musk's motorized missiles. Electric motorized missiles. Why don't we start with that? How is it possible? How is it possible that people who approve things would say, Okay, that's a good idea. We don't need anybody behind the wheel. We'll just let this thing go by itself. What a great idea. Who approves these things? And how come those names aren't on a list? How come those people's names aren't on wanted posters? How come those people's houses aren't being protested? How come? I don't get it. We're going down.
I can connect the dots for you, Vince.
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, let me start. I want you to bear with me. I will connect these dots. Here's an article. Facebook Insider Company allowed users to demonize whites, men, and cops. Now, bear with me here. How come there's never talk from the mainstream media or Hollywood or the or anybody in the Democrat Party about confiscating the money of Elon Musk family, of Bezos, Zuckerberg, Gates, Buffett, Rockefeller, Rothschilds, all the whites and especially the white males in Hollywood, and Anderson Cooper, the Vanderbilt family, Cuomo. I mean, we can go on and on and on. You know why? Because the war is against poor and middle-class white men, okay? Because that's the narrative. And I've talked about this so many times, and basically it's the delegitimization of work. When you have certain groups demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, hard work, proven results, qualifications, nothing matters anymore, okay? So the same people, when they demand to no protection rights or restitution under the rule of law, now you have no rule of law. So lawyers and judges they've sold out to the highest bidder because there's no check of runaway power. And when you do all this, this is what you were talking about in the beginning. We are enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and industries in the world. We have given liability immunity. No capitalism, no supply and demand, no enforcing of any law or fraud, total illegitimacy, total fascism, and this is why we have wealth inequality. See, this is all connected. When you have people, when the powers that be divide us, and we allow certain people to insult their own group hyphen and pronoun, then nothing matters. Work, nothing matters. Proven results and qualifications, nothing matters. Rule of law, nothing matters. We have given liability, immunity, and free lunch to the elite. So when they talk about all this white male stuff, it's all a cover-up. They don't care about blacks. They don't care about females. They don't care about homosexuals. They don't care about transgenders. They don't care about anything as long as they can take your money and get your vote and divide us along the way. And as we stay divided and as we basically look the other way, like you're saying, all these products and services that are killing us, and none of these people are going to jail. I just told you why. This is what happens when work gets delegitimized decade after decade after decade. This is a direct answer to your question. And then we have the powers that be literally manufacturing the perception of self-importance and self-preservation while giving us a plate full of hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing. While they're killing us biologically, chemically, and technologically, and psychologically, and allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. And we are not giving a proportionate response. Even though the people are waking up exponentially, there's not enough news about this. So what they do is they take the people who don't read and research, and they give them talking points like, that person hates blacks. That person hates Latinos. That person hates females. That person hates homosexuals. That person hates trans. And then this is why you get these words that don't even mean anything anymore. Racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist with an anti in front of every word and ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word. This is what we got because we have allowed the consequences of inaction to be a downhill towards political correctness. You can't get justice. You can't get legitimized work. You can't control your own destiny. And it turns into where death, destruction, treason, sedition, all the way down to suboptimal products, does not have consequences. And this is all planned. They've telegraphed every part of their agenda, and people are so afraid to speak up. And that's why we, you know, the alternative media have literally, and the patriots and conservative authors are doing the work that the mainstream media, the elite, academia, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, intelligence agencies, State Department won't do. And they're ironically using our money, our taxpayer dollars, for their cover-ups and to blame Trump and the Republicans for their treasonous, seditious acts. It's just like, how come the MSM and the Democrat Party isn't indicted? All this Russia-Ukraine, Stormy Daniels, Mueller trial. I mean, the church is beyond a Cold War. They want to make a civil war. The DOJ, the FBI, NSA all helped Hillary Clinton and the DNC collude with Russia, especially Uranium One. Nothing happened. We have a failed presidential coup, several of them. Treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, censorship, surveillance, crimes against the First and Second Amendment, ignoring antitrust monopoly laws, FISA fraud, on and on and on, and nothing is getting done. I mean, here's an article right here. Mueller witness gets 10 years in prison on child sex charges. Child, that's called pedophilia, folks. So look at the credibility of these people who tried to frame Donald Trump and spend hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, of your taxpayer dollars for phony hoaxes, frauds, and propaganda. I have an article here. Charges filed. Charges filed after 1 in 5 mail-in ballots found to be fraudulent in a New Jersey city council election. New Jersey Democrats charged with mail-in voter fraud. Folks, if we submit to vote to basically election and voter fraud via mail-in ballots, we might as well just change our name from the United States of America to something else, because it's all going to be irrelevant. Next article, Iran issues arrest warrant for Trump. Okay, you know who Iran is, right, folks? They got $150 billion of cash on pallets from Barack Obama. This is the country who issued an $80 billion, I can't remember, a reward to kill Trump. Next article, Treasury sent $1.4 billion in stimulus payments to dead people. You can't even make this stuff up. And I want to talk a little about a few articles about China real quick. 83 tons of fake Chinese gold bars discovered. Markets rocked. Folks, if you are convinced that gold-backed digital currency, especially from China, is the way to go, how about all that fake gold they use as collateral for debt? If we go that direction, folks, it's all over. We'll be right back after
the break. If my numbers are right, about 171 billion tons of gold exist, and half of that, 83 billion, is fake. Counterfeit.
Yep. Ali was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just heard it. It's not Smokey Bear. It's Smokey the Bear. I still can't get it right. Don't you remember, Rich? It's Smokey the Bear.
I do.
And it's not, it wasn't only you can prevent wildfires, it's only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah. No, you actually mentioned that fact in your monologue this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I got up in the middle of the night and I just couldn't sleep. I was kind of fidgeting, and I thought, gosh, I can't stand it. I just can't stand what's happening all around us. Nothing's working. Nothing is working. They're now the highway patrol is now stopping people in our little village of 100 people. They're for things like taillights. Now explain to me, please, why the state police are stopping people in a village of 100 people for taillights out. Really, why? Why are our neighbors being harassed? Well, I guess they're low on funds. And I guess maybe the sergeant said, hey, y'all, listen, I want you all to be safe today. And, we may not have enough money for gas for your vehicles. So, you know, if you increase productivity, maybe we can get you some gas. What the heck is going on? Look, I live in the middle of nowhere. There are potholes there are holes in the road that are 4 feet deep. If you don't pay attention, your car's going to get swallowed or flip over. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding you. Right on our dirt road, cars flip over onto the roof because they don't see that the road has eroded and it's not where it was the day before. So the roads are so bumpy that if you have an incandescent light bulb in your car, you know, the way they used to make them, or your trailer, and it bounces along the road and your lights are on, there's a likelihood that the wiring harness, the socket, the bulb filament, any of those things can fail. But rest assured, there's somebody willing to pull you over and check your documents to make sure you're all safe. That's what's going on right here. It's nuts. And why don't I go to the county seat, if you want to call it that, of the county where I live? Because they've got the police ready, willing, and able to stop me for a taillight that's out. I don't go to town anymore. People say, Vin, hey, I haven't seen you in a long... How come you don't come to the bank anymore? What, are you kidding me? You got the cop at the bottom of the hill. Just after I travel all those through all those potholes. So they don't maintain the road, and then they ticket you because their lousy road beats up your wiring and lighting. That's what's going on. Counties, towns, cities, states are out of money. They've shut down the country. And they will not do the right thing, which would be fire 90% of their employees. We don't need them. Well, New York is starting. New York City, it's a good start. They're gonna start laying off about 20,000. That's a really good start. 100,000 would be a better start. And the Chinese rich, this is a pretty serious thing. These guys lie, cheat, steal, con. I'm talking about the Chi-Coms. It looks like, if I'm not mistaken, it looks like this 83 tons of counterfeit gold bars, that's half of the supply of the world right now. The supply
physical
is 170.
Supply, yeah.
Yes, physical supply. You know, that's above ground. I believe 171 tons is the amount that's above ground. And 83 of it is counterfeit. And what you said is absolutely right. So 83 tons has been pledged as collateral for loans. And the collateral's bogus. It's tungsten and or copper.
Yep.
With a gold foil around it.
Yep.
And if you don't know, you don't know. And I have a friend, when those things come into his coin shop, he saws them in half. He wants to see what's in them. Why would he do that? Because there's so many counterfeit Chinese gold bars and coins.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many lawmakers expressing concern about reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer.
It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel.
Hoyer commenting after being briefed about it at the White House. He disputed President Trump's claims that the reports of the bounties are a hoax.
Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98. He passed away last night at his Beverly Hills home. His son Rob Reiner, acting in various TV series and becoming a director himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Despite concerns about that state's recent surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Mike DeWine is now allowing nursing homes to welcome visitors again. The governor announcing yesterday outdoor visiting can begin on July 20th with precautions so as to protect residents and staffers.
Once the nursing home has been cleared, once the testing has been taken place, then that nursing home can, in fact, start opening up for visitation, again, subject to the basic standards that we outline.
Pilots are now testing Boeing 737 MAX jets again for FAA certification. As test pilots test the aircraft in Seattle, it's a big moment for Boeing since the 737 MAX has been grounded for more than a year after two deadly crashes overseas. If all goes well, Boeing could have those planes back in commercial service by late this fall. And Shaquille O'Neal is introducing the Shaqaroni Pizza in partnership with Papa John's, hoping to raise money for several charities. A dollar from each sale of the Shaqaroni Extra Large Pizza through August 23rd will be donated to the Papa John's Foundation for Building Community. The funds will be used towards COVID-19 relief to fight racial injustice, donated to the Boys and Girls Club of America and the United Negro College Fund. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So I looked up Smokey the Bear, and what do I find out? They say it's Smokey Bear. It's Smokey the Bear. They say it's Smokey Bear. They're wrong. And then they say only you can prevent wildfires. Well, that's not right either. It's only you can prevent forest fires. But I found it. Okay, I did find the reference to Smokey the Bear, and only you can prevent forest fires. Why am I stuck on this? Because if you lie often enough, people will believe it. And it's all over the internet that it's Smokey Bear. It's not Smokey Bear. It's Smokey the Bear. And that's what's happening to us. We're being lied to at every turn, including something as simple as Smokey the Bear. Why can't they tell the truth? Why? Why is it so hard? Rich, even I mentioned months ago that this situation in America is going to continue getting worse, and I believe that it won't start to see resolution for decades. I still believe that. I don't believe we're getting out of this very easily, very quickly. I don't think so. You know, I've heard, if you talk about the COVID panic, I heard that it would blow over in 3 weeks. That was months ago. No. It's just getting worse. It's like COVID plus the oppression, the resistance to the oppression, the resistance to the lies, the news saying left, right, both. I'm not talking about political directions. I'm talking about you can't tell what's what. We can't make decisions. We don't know if it's going to rain or not. The weather report said it's going to rain, it's going to rain. It's been weeks. We are in a massive drought here. I think any farmer who's paying attention is just about ready to panic. Because it looks like if this continues where we are, we're going to have rain soon. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. The leaves are falling off the trees because of the lack of moisture in the ground. It's pretty serious. I think it's going to affect the crops. I know it's going to affect the cows. And so where does meat come from? Well, everybody knows where the meat comes from. It comes from the supermarket. And we know where water comes from. It comes from the faucet. Rich, even what I'm saying is I don't see any way out of this easily or quickly. But what I do see more of what I saw when I was applying to go to college. You can't go there, Finelli, because we are only accepting a different color. Your color is just, it's not this year or next year. Soon. Soon maybe we'll take your color, but not now. That's what happened, and I can see that happening again. I can. And that's gonna bring more racial tension. Because as Rich Stevens says so often and so well and so eloquently and so succinctly, we're being divided and conquered. And it doesn't seem to matter whether you're really good at what you do. You know, the days of going to school, as my dad would say, hey, Vin, you go to school and you work hard, really hard. And then you can go to more school and go to college. Then you work really hard. Then you get that job. And then you work really hard 40 hours a week so you can be the boss and work hard 60 hours a week. That's over. It's not who you know. I'm sorry, it's not what you know. It's who you know. That's what the government's all about. They bring in the least qualified people. Why? Because they're related to the guys who make decisions. It's terrible. Working hard, the only thing that you can do, in my opinion, right now, is to be an entrepreneur. Do what Kevin did. He's a young guy, he's in his 30s. He was going to college. He decided he wanted to be an appliance technician. And he now owns his own company. And he makes his own security. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having that security that my dad talked about, working hard for the company? You know, giving it your all, being loyal. And then the government says, you know what, we don't need any more of those. You're not working for a company that is important. So you're going to have to shut down because we can't let you guys work together. You're too close. You're not essential. So your company gets shut down. Now you're out of work. And you've given it, you know, the majority of your life's effort to be a team player for the company. Forget it. My advice to you is forget it. My advice to you is to become an entrepreneur. Learn everything you can about what you really love to do. And do that. That way you won't work a day in your life. That's what Rich does. Rich is having a ball. He's doing exactly what he wants to do. It's hard. It's heavy. It's risky in terms of getting hurt. Just like what I do. It's hard, heavy, far, risky in terms of getting hurt. But we love it. And we wouldn't change it. And so we don't work. I mean, it's difficult, yes. But we love it. So it's not like we hate going to work. We love going to work. But it's hard. Would you say that's true, Rich Sheban?
Oh, absolutely. I think we need to go back to basics. Food, water, shelter, energy. We need to make it. We need to be debt-free in those categories. We need to build skill sets, create self-sufficiency in a depopulation agenda that where nothing is real, everything is fake, everything is corrupt. And we're not anti-government at all, but we need to act like citizens who expect the government to work for us, not the other way around. You know, when you have authoritarian, tyrannical, totalitarian, fascist situation that the left wants, you know, controlling the media, limiting citizen journalists, controlling the police, no due process, government schools, get rid of parent homeschools, eliminate private property, the courts, lawyers, and judges selling out to the people in the name of justice, voter fraud, election fraud, you know, it's not that we're anti-government, it's that we're anti-too big, too corrupt, too overspending, too incorporated, elite controlled, manipulated, anti-constitutional government. We have to go back to the basics. You know, you mentioned earlier in this last monologue about what do you believe, what's true, what's up, what's down. Well, you know, here Amazon censors documentary about censorship. Think about that. Wrap your brain around that one. Facebook content moderator, if someone's wearing a MAGA hat, I'm going to delete them for terrorism. That means if you're a patriot and you think about your country and your people and your country, you're a terrorist. Think about that. Big tech pushes diversity while 2 out of 3 Silicon Valley hires are foreign born. You see, folks, what they say is not what they do, and we're losing it. And we have allowed the divide and conquer strategies to get emotional. We've allowed people who don't do their reading and research to say, oh, that person hates blacks, that person hates Latinos, that person hates women, that person hates homosexuals, that person hates transgender, that person, blah, blah, blah. You are poisoning us against yourselves because this is the elite blueprint. This is their playbook. This is their flowchart. They are literally degrading and disrespecting you. You're not going to empower anybody by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You're actually allowing yourselves to be insulted, your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence when you say, I can't compete. My work is suboptimal. When you allow Ilhan Omar to basically degrade and disrespect the whole community and say Latinos cannot compete in a merit-based system, you're emboldening the aristocracy. You're allowing race baiting to occur. You're allowing the powers that be to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. It's turning you from a thinker to a follower. When we allow those people to sway public opinion, to hold on to whatever narrative there is, whatever talking points there is, and whatever microphones are available, we're only rewarding America with mediocrity. All these words, democracy, accountability, diversity, fairness, tolerance, these are all BS words used to work against the people. You never, ever benefit any country, any group. You don't empower anybody by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You're destroying America. You're turning America into the law of diminishing returns. And opportunity and productivity and innovation and ingenuity will only be for the elite, will not be for us. And this is why we got to go back to the basics. We have to go back to food, water, shelter, and energy. We have to realize the nutrients and vitamins are in the soil. We have to realize that glyphosate and mechanicals and chemicals and has destroyed a lot of pastures. We have to go back to gardening. We have to relearn 19th century skills, but dovetail those with 21st century technology. Vince, I just updated my new set of batteries, 12 batteries for a 24-volt system, okay? Cost me $1,500. So I'll get probably 8 years of power storage for $1,500. I have spent $1,500 before in a weekend. I'm getting 8 years of power. Folks, we need to start thinking outside the box. Off-grid living is not that hard. It's not hard at all. And it's actually fun. I mean, I've given tours. I give tours so often. You know, people that you... I had a couple here a few days ago who, I don't know if they read me in my book, heard me give a talk, heard me on the radio. I can't remember what it was. But, you know, they showed up here again after being here like 8 years ago. And they're really worried. They left, I think it was Michigan, I can't remember. And they're just really worried about the Democrat blue states, and rightfully so. And people are looking, they're desperate. That's why there's so much
Rich, what are they going to do? Are they going to move? Are they going to leave Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my point is, they're going to be living off-grid. And I'm just saying, for $1,500, folks, it's not that hard to learn how to think outside the box, how to grow your own. I love my garden. We had a little party here this weekend outside. So if there's any pandemic people out there that are scared about the virus, it was outside by the fire pit. Anyway, you know, pretty much everything came from what we harvest. We had moose steaks. We had elk sausages. We had about 10 different greens from the garden. Everything that we consume, we harvest from nature. Okay?
Rich,
and
we
it's
come
not
back.
Hard.
We come back. I've got a comment about what you said. It has to do with Cuba. And Cuba is now implementing what we've been saying here. They're saying, y'all got to do this. We'll be right back and talk about how Cuba is paying attention, because they have to. We're not taking any calls today, class. We'll be right back.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Cuba is an island. There's no country to the north and no country to the south. They are an island, and they have determined that they are in charge of their own destiny. Cuba imports about two-thirds of its food. And some of that is funded by visitors, tourism. Well, with the COVID-19 panic, that's ended. So they don't have the income from tourists. So they can't buy the two-thirds of the food that they would buy from other countries. They can't attack the other countries around them because they're an island. It's not like if they're hungry, like if the United States, if we were hungry, we'd go beat up the Canadians or the Mexicans. Or if the Mexicans were hungry, they could beat up the Americans. Or if the... So the three countries have borders in North America. So we could always fight it out for food. Well, Cuba can't do that because it's an island. It's 90 miles off the coast of Key West, Florida. So what are they doing? They're telling their people, yo, y'all better start making your own food security. You better raise whatever you can on whatever land you can raise it on because we're not going to be able to help you. And those tractors that you have, those antique tractors, you might want to forget about them because we don't know if we have any fuel for them. That's what's happening in Cuba. Could it happen here? Absolutely. We've been telling you for years this is coming, and here it is. It's happening right off the coast of the United States, 90 miles away. So we've been telling you to grow your own garden. If you have one, expand it. If you don't have one, start one. If you don't have a place for a garden, if you live in an apartment, get some 5-gallon buckets and get some seeds and take care of them and learn how. Because it's tough to get your garden to grow right the first time. Rich Eben?
Well, everything is a learning curve. You know, I know food, water, shelter, and energy sounds basic, but if we could harvest our own, make our own, and start thinking outside the box. Because, you know, I've talked, as you know, Vince, I've given hours and hours and hours of lecture on economic 101 updates. And I've talked about how we have unsustainable headwinds for future rate of growth. You know, basically, this pandemic has shut down our economy. Our economy, our GDP, our growth is measured by 70% consumption. We're just not going to have the numbers, at least for a while, that makes us look like America. So we have to start thinking about doing things on our own. You know, when you look at, I've talked about central bank corrupt monetary policies and how Keynesian economics benefit the rich and our present demographic situation, and especially group identity politics, how it's absolutely destroyed and delegitimized work. We have to start thinking about what makes us happy, because growth and the measurements of growth, just like all GDP, inflation, deflation, unemployment, a lot of these numbers are fake and phony. And as we argue with amongst ourselves, the wealthy is getting welfare. And you've heard me talk about stock buybacks, fractional reserve lending. Now banks don't even need money anymore, putting money out of thin air. I gave an article today earlier in the show about how the Fed is bailing out all these big companies, you know, the Microsoft, the Apples, Berkshire Hathaway, all these, you know, Warren Buffett's company. You know, they try to make it look like they're trying to protect us based on what group you're in, but that's not the case. They want to divide us along the way, distract us with bread and circuses, and dumb us down every way they can in order to redistribute wealth from the little guy to the big guy. That's what's happening. It has nothing to do with what group you're in. They want to give that impression and perception. And that's why they put all this money into propaganda, hoax, false flags, and lies, and gaslighting, et cetera, et cetera. But we have to realize they are not on our side. Because if they were, they wouldn't be replacing our jobs with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence.
If they were on our side, they would stop taxing us in out of our properties.
Of course, but if you're going to use common sense and logic, they're going to call you a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory. So this is why we do this show, is to wake people up. We try and stick up for the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners. We try to give outside-the-box ideas and solutions and suggestions. We try to practice what we preach. Vince, everything that we talk about doing, we're doing.
That's right, Class. That's right. The things that you hear, we're not talk radio. We are do radio. We actually do what we say. We really do. And if you don't believe us, just challenge us. Because we can answer the questions, because we do it. Rich Even, thanks so much for being with us. And I'm thinking it's going to get worse. So you got your 22s, you got your food, you got your garden, you got your seeds, you got your tools, got spare parts, got some cash. It's going to get worse. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.